We welcome our guests, the incomparable Marv and Sapp. Marvin, it's been a great ride. Tell us about it.
Man, it's been amazing, and I'm so very grateful, and you know, about how things have transpired as it pertains to my musical career, and really just looking for bigger and better things, man. Just really believing God to just bless us even that much the more.
You've always mentioned that you are a preacher that happens to sing. With all the success, is this still the case?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm the preacher that just happens to sing, and you know, for some strange reason, God has used me to be, you know, more or less like a conduit in order to, you know, bring good music to, you know, a dying world who, for some strange reason, connects to what we say and what we sing.
We were all saddened by the loss of your wife, Melinda. My testimony, is that a song dedicated to her, or does it have something to do with the loss of your wife?
Well, you know, my testimony was written, you know, 6 months after the passing of my wife. And, you know, what God was really telling me to do is he wanted me to be extremely transparent about, you know, what he had brought me through. And with me being transparent, open and honest about what he brought me through, you know, the song My Testimony just came out. And, you know, so many people have been blessed. It was number one in radio up until recently. And, I mean, it's catapulted my new CD, I Win, which is in the stores now, you know, to top of the charts, and which it remains. And it's not because of me. It's because of who God is in my life.
Marvin, how are the kids?
You know, I got great kids, man. Like, they're teenagers now. So, you know, and my wife and I put, you know, a really good foundation in them. You know, they're 13, 15, and 18. You know, my son is going off to college this year. In fact, he's at Morehouse right now in the summer program. And, you know, then my daughter's in the 10th grade, the other daughter's in the 8th grade. You know, so they're pretty much, you know, well-equipped as it pertains to being able to take care of themselves when I'm gone. But, you know, man, outside of that, you know, just the normal teenage stuff you deal with. And you just handle it via Skype, how you do it.
How's the charter school going?
Well, I'm really excited about the charter school that's going to open up in the fall of 2012. It's called the Grand Rapids Ellington Academy of Arts and Technology, better known as Great Schools, Inc. And what blesses me about this was really the brainchild of my wife in 2007. We came up with a concept of opening the first ever performing arts academy, actually public charter school. And it took us 5 years, but then after she had passed, God allowed it to become to fruition. So I'm really excited about that. And then we have a reality show that's in the works called Marvin Sapp Single Dad. Even now we're shopping it to different networks. So I'm just really excited about, you know, the next chapter of my life and seeing how, you know, God, you know, orchestrates and puts this puzzle together.
It is our guest, Marvin Sapp. Thanks, Marvin.
Thank you, my friend. It's always great talking to you. Bless you.